Interesting. So, we will think about that. Is this your first visit here?
The first visit, yes.
You have the whole house?
Yes. Bedroom very nice. This up. No, we have some meeting in the university. Please come. Wherever we go, please come. I'm speaking. But you have seen our book, not since I'm speaking.
No, I haven't seen that. That's new.
Yes.
That, it's current, published.
Yes.
So you printed where?
Japan.
Pardon?
Japan.
Printed in Japan?
Yes.
Beautiful. Very industrious.
Next book is coming, Nectar of Divorce.
What will that be? Your own writings?
No. It is the authorized translation of Rupa Goswami's book, Bhakti the Farm Medicine.
Who's?
Rupa Goswami. Lord Chaitanya's principal disciple. There are six Goswamis. That is beside Lord Chaitanya. Not six Goswamis and three other confidants.
Yeah.
So, among the six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami is the principal. Rupa Goswami. He was a finance minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah in Bengal. But when Lord Chaitanya started this movement, he was captured and he resigned his service, government service, and joined. And he wrote immense literature, good science. That just I was talking, that Narottam Das Thakur, he said, Rupa Raghunatha Kade Haive Akuti, Kave Hama Bujhava Jugadubi. The conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, one can understand when they go through the literature presented by his Goswami. And his first book is, Bhakti Rasami Krishna, the ocean of nectar of devotion. And very applied for quotation from various Vedic literature of Radha Krishna. And the different stages of relationship with Krishna, Shantaras, Dasaras. Admiration, God is great, this is also one's way. Appreciating the greatness of God, then further development after we need to serve. Oh, God is so great. I am that. Because everyone was serving somebody. So why not serve the Supreme? Nobody is free from service. Because we are constitutionally servant. Either you become servant of the great or Maya. It's like in any condition of our life, we have to abide by the laws of the state. If we say that we don't abide, then we come to prison. We are forced. Similarly, Maya and Krishna. If you don't abide by Krishna, then come to Maya. You cannot be free. That is not our freedom. Freedom is success.
Do you remember a man named Richard Alpert? Do you remember of a man named Richard Alpert? He used to work with Timothy Leary. In Harvard many years ago, then he went to India and found a teacher and is now a disciple of Hanumanji, or a devotee of Hanuman. And he said that, but we were talking about Maya and the present condition of America.
Some proof.
What in a while? Well, we can talk.
I suppose.
I had a question. Yeah. Are you tired?
No, I can talk with you all night.
But he said that his teacher in India told him that LSD was a Christ of the Kali Yuga for Westerners.
Christ
of the Kali Yuga. For Westerners, in that as the Kali Yuga got more intense, as attachment got thicker and thicker, that also salvation would have to be easier and easier. And that.
Okay, can I? Any, can add in things that he speaks of Bengali already? You said you come from London. Are they? Huh?
London
station? No, only in the U.S. Okay.
So, as the Kali Yuga became more intense, and as attachment became deeper and more consistent,
that meant what?
That salvation would also have to become easier and easier.
That is a very nice statement. That in the Kali Yuga, salvation is very easy. That is the Bhaskara of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mm-hmm.
But that process is discreet. Not that easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the reasoning there was that. For those who would only accept salvation in purely material form, in chemical form, finally, in completely material form,
then why is it salvation?
The Krishna had the humor to emerge as a pill.
Yeah, the thing is, in this material form,
yes,
then why is it salvation? It is illusion.
Well, if the subject's effect is to cut attachment.
If you have got the attachment for something material, then where is the cut-off attachment? That is the material thing.
Yes.
So if you have to take center of LSD, then you take help from the matter. So that is how you can, how you are free from that.
Well, the subjective experience is while in the state of intoxication of LSD, but also realizing that LSD is a material pill and that it does not really matter.
So that is risky. That is risky.
Yeah, now so, if LSD is a material attachment, which it is, I think, then is not the sound, the shabda, also a material attachment?
No. Shabda is spiritual. Originally, just like in Bible, there is creation. This sound, this spiritual sound, creation was not there. This sound produced the creation. Therefore, sound is originally spiritual. And through the sound, from sound sky develops, from sky air develops, from the earth, fire develops, fire, water develops, and water, land develops.
Sound is the first element?
Yes.
What was the first element, traditionally?
Maybe at home. Yes. So, at least we can understand from your Bible that God said, let there be creation. So this is sound, and there is creation. The God and His sound is non-different. Absolute. I say, Mr. Jinsa, this sound, and I, little difference, that God is not different from His energy. Shakti, Shakti Mato Aveda. Shakti, energy. And Shakti Mat, the energetic. They are non-different. They are like fire and heat. They are non-different. But heat is not fire. You cannot differentiate heat from fire or fire from heat. But fire is not heat.
Well, the sounds of the sound of Krishna.
Yes, is not different from Krishna.
It's not different from Krishna.
Therefore, this sound.
Under
Krishna.
All circumstances?
Huh?
Under all circumstances.
Yeah, all circumstances. But it is a question of my appreciation,
yeah.
Of my realization.
Uh-huh.
That depends on my purity. Otherwise, this Krishna sound and Krishna not different. Therefore, if we vibrate sound Krishna, then I am immediately in contact with Krishna. And if Krishna is whole spirit, then immediately become spiritualized. Just like if you touch electricity, immediately you are electrified. And the more you become electrified, more you become Krishnaized. Krishnaized. So when you are fully Krishnaized, then you are in the Krishna platform. Taktadeham punajjanma naiti mamiti kaunti. Then fully Krishna is no more comes back to this material. He remains with Krishna. The impersonal is a margin that is less intelligence. Margin does not mean losing individuality. Just like a green bar enters a green tree, it appears margin, but the bar has not lost its individuality. There is individuality. Similarly, Krishna says in the fourth chapter and second chapter that I, you, Arjuna, I, and all these people who have assembled. But it's not that they did not exist previously, neither it is that they will not exist. That means I, you, and all these persons, they were individuals in the past, and the present we see it practically, and in future they will remain individuals. And individually we are, that in our present existence, every one of us is individual. You have got your individual views, I have got my individual views. We agree on common platform, that is different, that we are individual. That is our nature. Therefore there is disagreement sometimes. So the individuality is never lost. But our proposition, Bhakti Marga, is to keep individuality and agree with it. And agree with it. Our surrender means we agree with Krishna in everything. Although you are individual. If Krishna says you have to die, we die. Out of love. But we are individuals. I can deny. Why should I die? That fear that you have got. Just like Arjuna was asked, now I have taught you Bhagavad Gita. Now, whatever you like to do, the fifth is the Thakur, Elisa. He doesn't trust the individual. But Arjuna voluntarily surrendered, yes, Karishya Vatanampa. Yes, I said, whatever. He changed his decision. He decided not to fight, but he agreed, yes, Karishya Vatanampa. This agreement, this is oneness. Not oneness does not mean mix up homogeneously. No. He keeps his individuality. Krishna keeps his individuality. Jatushasita Thakur. Now whatever you like, you do. He says, yes, Krishna Vajananta, I shall do what you say. So this is oneness. Not to lose individuality. Because we cannot lose our individuality. We are individually made. Originally. The Krishna is individual, we are individual, everyone. Merging means, merging in that, total agreement. That is the word. Total agreement. Without any disagreement. That is the purpose. To keep individuality and agree with God in total. That is the purpose. And in past sequence, so long we are in revealed condition. That is magic. Because one who has the slightest desire or disagreement with Krishna, he cannot leave. There the only predominant figure is Krishna. So one who is trained fully to agree with Krishna, they are accepted as Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita says, Bhavanam Jananam Te Jnanavan Maham Kabadvata. After many, many births of cultivating knowledge in spiritual life, a fully convergent, wise person, surrender. Bhagavan Jantanam, after many years. How he surrendered? Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Oh, Krishna is everything. The Vedanta Sutra gives hint. Janmadasudha, what is Brahma? What is Supreme? Adhata Brahma Vigrata. The inquiry of Brahma, the Supreme, the answer is, Brahma is that or he who is the original source of everything. And we have to find out who is the original source. So, that requires wisdom. So, when one is perfectly wise, after many, many thoughts, culture, he says, here is the reason. Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sarvamiti, that Mahatma, less holy. It's very clear to see. Well, surrender. So, we are giving the shortcut path. What one has to attain after many, many births, we are simply saying to surrender to Krishna. This is Krishna Pada. This is the greatest boon or what is called greatest reward and contribution to the human society. And if actually one is wise, then he'll take a word. But if one has to come to this point after many, many births, that Krishna is everything, Vasudeva is Sarvamiti, to understand. Why not accept it immediately?
You take the rebirth literally?
Huh?
You take rebirth in human form literally?
Yeah.
As
what is the difficulty?
I just don't remember having been born before.
Huh?
I don't remember having been
born. You might be a childhood. That means you are not childhood. Do you remember when you were so small boy? What did you see?
Little things. Not very small, but
When you are in your home of your mother, do you remember?
No.
Okay. Does it mean you are not?
No, it doesn't mean you are not.
Yes. He do not remember, that is not reason. That is explaining the other way. Being a thing, the because I do not remember what I did in my mother's womb, that doesn't mean that I had no initial body. The body is changed and therefore I changed this body, I remember. This is common sense business. I'm changing my body daily, every moment. Your childhood body and this body is not the same. Mm-hmm. You have changed your body. But that doesn't mean you have different person.
So has it really never seen or heard anything but what I see and hear now? Or what I can hear, what I can remember is what I can remember. I've never heard any reasonable or even drawing description of previous incarnations or previous births.
You've never heard?
I've never heard anything sensible sounding about it, anything that actually makes me think, that must be.
Anything that sensible?
Not really.
So why not?
Sensible.
Now, suppose, not suppose it's fact, your body in the mother's womb, in the first day of the father's mother's sex life, it comes just like a peak. Then it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So from the peak you have come to this point. The body is changing. So what is the astonishment if you change this body, again become, take another peak? What is the difficulty to understand?
Well, the difficulty to understand would be any permanent being, to understand that there is any permanent being or any continuity of any form of consciousness from one body.
Then you have concise. Therefore, you have to check. It's like when you cannot understand something, we consult some great authority. Is it not?
It's not enough to make me dream of it at night, no.
Huh?
Not enough to make me dream of it at night, no. Not enough to make me love it. Words are not enough. The authority is not enough to make me love it.
That's what I'm going to be.
Not enough to love.
No, not apart from love.
Not enough to accept authority. It's just
constant.
I can't even understand an authority that says that I am there when I don't feel myself there.
I suppose when you are in some legal trouble, you go to lawyer. You cannot understand why you say you cannot understand. When you have disease, when you go to a physician, authority you accept.
In America, we have a great deal of difficulty with authority.
No, misunderstanding. The authority we have to. A child has to accept authority. Always ask mother, what is this, father, what is this? But that is the beginning. And that is the way of acquiring knowledge. The Vigyana Sankar, the Vedic invention is there. So if you want to understand that science, you must go to Guru.
But do you understand your previous lives from the descriptions in authoritative texts or from any introspective?
No, we have to talk about it.
Have you
thought about it? Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Shishinam Simatan Jehe Yogup Hastasanyat. One who could not finish Krishna consciousness. He gets birth in two places, either in a very rich family or in a very pure Brahmin family. Brahminical culture. So from my life I experienced, when I was very little child, 6 or 7 years old, I was very much fond of Krishna. And I got the opportunity of these two things. Although my father was not very rich, but he was pure Krishna. He was a great devotee of Lord.
In
Calcutta. And accidentally, I was born in the rich family. You have seen that picture in my Calcutta dancing. And that there is a Kashi Mallik family.
Okay.
So that's very extraordinary family. I did not belong to that family, but I was born in that family. You see? And from the very beginning, the Kashi Mallik was like Radha Krishna temple. So, I was standing before the deity and asked, I say, oh, he's Krishna. People say, he's there, how is there? He's like that. And then I asked my father, I said, what is Krishna giving me? So my father gave me Radha Krishna. So I was eating, I was offering. So, the statement of this hospital and my factory was received in Corbett. So, he has to take instance like that. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakta. We have to test everything from three positions. Spiritual master, creature, and holiness. Creature means just like Bible. What is that? Scripture. Why is scripture? It is fully contains the inspiration of sadhu, holiness, or spiritual master, or Jesus Christ. Therefore, scripture. Scripture means the statement of liberated holiness. That is sadhu. Therefore, scripture should be tested through the holy man and spiritual master. Spiritual master should be tested through scripture and holy man. And holy man should be tested through spiritual master and scripture.
What is the difference in holy men and spirit?
No difference. But one has to test whether he is holy. Then he has to corroborate with his statement of the speech. A spiritual master is to test whether he is holy man and whether there is corroboration in his statement of the speech. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakta Pinete Koriya Pulpa. That's why the law court, the experienced lawyer speaking and giving evidence. Sadhu Shastra. And the judge is giving judgment. Here is a statement, here is this. And law court, he has the judgment. That he is also testing, the judge is also testing how the lawyer is speaking and how it is corroborated with the law book. So similarly, everything has to be tested in that way. The scripture should be consulted and we should have to see whether it is corroborated. So we should not accept any man as spiritual master or holy man if he does not corroborate with the statement of Scripture.
How shall we sing tomorrow? How shall we sing tomorrow? Have you thought of an arrangement of the program?
As you like.
As you like. what time are we? In a hall? Is it stage?
Yeah. The stage has the seats and the floor, and then there's dressed with little steps, about 6 or 7 steps, and then the stage with a platform. So those steps people can sit also.
Yes. 1 minute. How long will we go? Did you figure?
When we have all the room.
How long? Where else?
So, how do you feel about chanting?
I have been chanting steadily all along now, and I enjoy it more and more.
That's
right. Lately, Peter and I have been chanting together on stages, and lately we've been singing Raghupati Raghava Rajaram. Is that part of your canon also?
No, there is no harm. But this chant, Hare Krishna mantra,
yeah,
is recommended in the scripture.
The Hare Krishna is the most pleasing in this chanting, as far as I'm concerned. Do we want to do that continuously, or is it complete? Do you want to do that continuously, or do you want any other, like Gopala or
I think it's Hare Krishna mantra.
See, we have 2.5 hours.
Lecturing too, though.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning we should have kirtan.
Yeah.
And at the end we should have kirtan. And in the middle we can speak about Krishna mantra.
I think you would better speak because you're more eloquent on it, and also you understand in the language.
You should understand. I think you know.
You might not like what I'm saying.
No, you say your experience. How your experience.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Just Jyoti Mat Satya. You have got Krishna's blessing, somebody. You're not ordinary, man.
I'm not certain that I'm worthy of that.
That's all right. But I know that you are not ordinary man.
Well, I've only recently stopped smoking, by the way. With a car crash, I quit smoking. But I haven't stopped eating meat. So what is the...
You remain with us
in charge of meat
for 3 months and you'll forget.
Yeah.
You remain with us for 3 months. With your... As it says,
yeah.
You just come to the now. You shall leave together.
You have a farm now.
Huh?
You have a farm now.
Yes. And you'll forget everything. You'll fully Krishna.
You have a farm also now.
Yes.
In upstate New York. There we have a vegetarian table also in the farm. We have cows. Goats. But,
from economic point of view,
yeah.
If one man has got a cow,
yeah,
and 4 acres of land, he has no economic problem. That we want to start. He can independently leave any part of the world. Simply, he must want cow and 4 acres of land. So let the people be divided with 4 acres of land and a cow. There will be no economic problem. All the factories will be closed.
Where are you going?
At 4 o'clock.
Maybe.
Then I am inspecting Kishorananda to show this example even now.
Yeah. You'll be able to do that for me. What
are we talking about?
Is it very difficult? 4 acres of land per head.
I just, this last night was in Minnesota, which is flat, very fertile, very rich land.
Mm. Where are you from?
Minnesota. It's the Midwest, further west. Talking with a poet who also is a fellow southerner, whose family is from that area for many generations, whose brother had 1,000 acres of land, and he himself has 160 acres of land. And as farming is done now in America, apparently 160 acres is not enough to support a farm economically, because farming is done now on such large scale with machines.
If you want to live in the old American style, that is so.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to adopt the Vedic way of minimizing the material needs in order to pursue Krishna consciousness, so I just know what does one need? They need sufficient food to keep the body healthy. Not a place to lay down. So 4 acres is plenty.
We are interested in this problem of minimizing and doing organic farming, minimizing the effort and also the materials.
Well, first, you grow sufficient vegetables on approximately.
Yeah. We had a big vegetable garden this year, too. We've been doing farming for. Peter has been doing regular farming.
How are you coming around? We have a friend who's come down with
You think about him?
He's got a horse.
We just got a horse and have very experienced the boat each other.
So we're also going through a Kuliash farm. A poet. A little farm for poets.
Yeah. Yes, farming, agriculture. That is nice.
Yeah.
There is a power. Agriculture is the noblest source. Is it not correct? Agriculture is the noblest. And Krishna was Parva. His father had become a power.
Yeah.
And in Vedic literature is fine. The man is the richness of a man is estimated by the position of grains and cows. Dhanena Dhanava. If he has got sufficient quantity grain, then he says, formerly, even still in India, when a daughter is offered to a family, they will go and see how many morai there are. Grain stock. If he sees that, here he has a 5-6 is the grain stock, then he dies. This is my house. They can't pay. So, in India still, the argument is that every family has got at least 2 years grain in stock. You see? And cow, at least 1 year. Very kind of. And actually that is the fact. You keep cows and have sufficient grain, all is going to eating.
Mm-hmm.
And sleeping, you can get some wood and 4 pillars. Of course, in your country, it is not
very cold.
India, all the years they are lying on the flat stand.
But still, it is very simple. If we have a clean office, you can go to the other nice shelter for 10, 15 hours.
Well, because we see where we are, we're 20 below. Minneapolis, or Minnesota gets 30, 40 below. Yes.
Formerly in Europe, they are also living.
The man lived this way for 20,000 years, 30,000 years. Yes. So until the 19th century.
So, we have to realize plain living, high thinking, the necessities of its bodily existence, that should be minimized and not unhealthy, healthy, to keep oneself fit. But the time should be utilized. Develop Krishna consciousness, spiritual life, then his whole problem solved in the big mass.
Yeah.
How many rounds he can? Only one round?
All the rounds.
Oh, thank you. In Mr. Dari. No artificial irrigation. Spontaneous response. That's Hare Krishna. This is the easiest method. So, the greatest contribution to the human society. Please.
Well, so tomorrow we'll be doing it. So now the next question I had in my mind is, we'll be doing kirtan, then language, speech, then end with...
That is also kirtan.
Yeah.
Kirtan means kirtayati, glorify.
Uh-huh.
That is kirtan. So either you sing musically, or you speak devotionally, both of them are kirtan. Just like Sundar Goswami, he continues to walk to Maharaj Parke. So that is also said, Sri Vishnu, Savani Parikhi Abhavad Vaiyasati Kirtan. Vaiyasati, the son of Vyasadeva, Sudhir Goswami. He became liberated simply by Kirtan. But what is the Kirtan? He never played musical way. He simply expressed Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is our Kirtan. This is called Sankirtan. Bhavi Militra Kirtayati. That is Sankirtan.
The chanting is
chanting, yes. Sankirtan.
Well, if we have 2.5 hours,
we only have as long as
how long is Sankirtan to begin with?
The first one would last, what, 30 minutes? 20 minutes? 30, 40 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Yes. 40 minutes. 40, 45.
But at least half an hour.
Last half an hour.
Okay.
1 hour. Right? You have got time? 2 hours?
Oh, as long as you want. Nobody's coming to using that all sure.
But then maybe 1 hour speaking and 1 hour teaching. Or 1.5 hour teaching, 1 hour speaking.
At least an hour.
Yeah.
How long will keep a big audience there?
Yeah.
That is to say, after the first hour, then I'll start milling out.
Yeah.
But if you keep half an audience, that'd be nice.
Yeah, well, half open. And the other thing is, what tune to use in your tones?
That has it.
Several tunes.
Has it.
I would like to begin with one of the music. Is that all right?
Well, we can go to the end
of the end.
How many people
join
in?
It's a
big
thing. We have the audience to join us. It's an audience seated out there, but. Let me see. How many devotees will be there?
On stage?
Yeah.
everyone here. There's one here, more from Buffalo. Did you check in on that?
Well, what I think it might be a good idea is, would it be possible to have the devotees start on the stage, and then if it looks like the audience is not singing vivaciously enough, have the devotees go out and sing and walk up and down?
When the audience starts, that ain't ready.
Yeah. Oh yeah, did you have sheets for the words written down for the audience? Because if they've got that, But the question that I'm asking basically is one question I think is, will it be all right to use it sometimes and use it at 1 point
or another? Tomorrow, I'll just because it varies.
Yeah.
The variation there.
Well, I've never been able to do this soon. That's why I haven't used it. So, what I would suggest is, we'll make this a little more effective.
I'm sure we can swing something.
Yeah, but whatever you got to swing.
For sure, fancy. But they've been, see what you think of very small. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
I
another thing is, you want to have responsive chanting.
Responsive chanting, right?
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, then
otherwise, everyone will get on track.
Yeah.
And that will be kept. That's part.
Then
the audience will respond.
So you have some, the audience has some response to anything, but...
I can wait.
That's a good idea.
I can wait.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
I think what we'll do is you lead the first chance, and then...
I'll have
to bring and talk, and then a little with his experiences, and then you talk, and then it's again for you the second.
Right, Thomas.
Or else, of course, Prabhupada will be sick for now, maybe I agree with you. Can you believe the question? You're very nice.
Well,
I'm. Because he'll be sick.
Hey, then, damn you,
Thomas. Well, if he could leave the first, I think that would be the students at least.
If he leave the first, he'll be able to have responsive chanting, too. Do you want the sponsor chanting when you leave?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh yes, we
usually go. Everyone for devotee will respond. Mm-hmm. Naturally the audience also will respond.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For the audience.
Yeah. Then you also one of us.
Yes.
Yes. So there is a nice microphone.
There will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 microphones. And I have one for around the minute. If you don't like that, there's stands.
Yeah.
So the stands can be down here, can be up here.
So is it okay enough to get near one, too?
Hmm?
Because you can hear my Michael.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Okay, well, that's a very good program, then.
Yeah.
What string instruments do you have? Do you have a harmonium?
From Buffalo, all we have a... We have two harmonies.
We have our harmonies.
We have pair harmonies.
The harmonies are the one pitch and vintage.
We're going to have to check it.
Yeah, we'll check the pitch of the harmonies as well. I've been learning to write music.
Yeah.
My kohi, guru, was a poet named William Blake.
Oh.
You know Blake?
Yeah, I didn't
know. So, I've been writing music. He's a lot like Kabir.
Kabir.
Yes, Sri Mata Krishnaji and Vankitahari in Vrindavan. Do you know them at all? Sri Mata Krishnaji in Vrindavan. It's a lady in Vrindavan who translates Kabir into English from here to Blake.
then she's different. I know one mother she came to see me from the in Los Angeles.
So I have been learning to tape music. Singing a song by William Blake. Which I've written music to. Those are in a way my
blog. I can give you so many songs.
Are there many songs in there?
Not that. There is diabetes mass. Can I read it?
No, I don't read it.
Yes. Nitai
Pada Kamala. Koti Kanza Susitala.
Yes, you are reading.
Yatayaya.
Yatha.
Yatayaya. Jagatajuraya. Jagatajuraya. In the Nitha Dinevai, Radha Krishna Patanai. Patanai.
নিতাই না বলিল মুখে মরিল সংসার শেষে বিদ্যা গুলে কি করি দেখা অহংকারে মত্ত হয়ে যা নিতাই পদ পাশে যা অসত্যকে সত্য করি মানি নিতাইয়ের করুণা হবে ভজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে ধর নিতাই চরণ দেখাবে
Who wrote this?
This is Narottam Das
Thakur. Pardon me?
Great poet and devotee.
Who?
Narottam Das Thakur.
I have been writing many here. A beautiful notebook.
This supplied this dummy book without printing.
Yes.
I'm using it as a notebook.
Would you like to hear one of the Blake songs? Would you like to hear one of the songs of Blake?
Blake song?
Whate'er is born of mortal birth must be consumed with the earth to rise from generation free. Then what have I to do with thee? The sectors sprung from shame and pride glowed in the morn in evening died, but mercy changed death into sleep. The sectors rose to work and weep. Thou mother of my mortal part, with cruelty did mold my heart, and with false self-deceiving tears did bind my nostrils, eyes, and ears, did clothe my tongue in senseless clay, and me to mortal life betray. The death of Jesus set me free, then what have I to do with thee? It is raised a spiritual body.
We make it in a spiritual body. That's nice.
It's
that is Krishna consciousness.
To explain.
You wrote one article about this.
I think
one of
the Krishna consciousness
cultures. Yes, he apparently sits into, in the West, what is called the Gnostic tradition, which has similar ideas and similar bhakti attitudes to the Buddhist and Hindu traditions. A similar cosmology. He was my...
He did not give much stress on this material life.
No. At the end of his life, he... he didn't...
There is a spiritual concept of life, right? Mm. In his poetry.
What is God chanting? What? I don't know what he's chanting, but he's...
He died singing. What a place would the fit in, I wonder. The land? The land. Well, the chimney sweeper, yes. The chimney sweeper. What about that? Yeah.
Chimney sweeper.
It's a song, by the way. When my... Did you have any words? I didn't follow that word. When my mother died, I was very young, and my father scolded me while yet my tongue could scarcely cry, weep, 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 weep. So your chimneys I sweep, and in soot I sleep. There's little Tom Dockrat, who cried when his head that curled like a lamb's back was shaved. So I said, harsh Tom, never mind it, for when your head's bare, you know that the soot cannot spoil your white hair. And so he was quiet, and that very night, as Tom was a-sleeping, he had such a fright that thousands of sweepers, Dick, Joe, Ned, and Jack, were all of them locked up in coffins of black. And by came an angel who had a bright key, and he opened the coffins and set them all free. Then down the green plain, leaping, laughing, they run, and wash in a river, and shine in the sun. Then naked and white, all their bags left behind, they rise upon clouds and sport in the wind. And the angel told Tom, if he'd be a good boy, he'd have God for his father, and never want joy. And so Tom awoke, and we rose in the dark, and got with our bags and our brushes to work. Though the morning was cold, Tom was happy and warm. So if all do their duty, they need not fear harm. Do you understand the... Well, it's the chimney sweeper is the little boy who has to go into the chimney to sweep out the soot. And the man who hired the chimney sweeper cut off all his hair, and he had beautiful hair. So his friend told him, never mind, because when your hair is gone, you know that the soot cannot spoil your pretty white hair. So if you have no hair, you don't have to worry what will happen to your hair. Which is a very Vaishnava doctrine, also.
Can you
clarify?
Why is the
letter? Okay, sure. Better everybody would know. Or is it not his doctrine? It's not my job.
What's the matter? You tell me.
Thank you. Take long. I think. I'm going to have something.